Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 46, Special Incidents, Episode 7, The Mother and Son Reunion, taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 3, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay at the house of Advaita Acharya. And so in the morning, Chandrasekhara seated Shachimata in a palanquin and brought Shachimata from her house along with many devotees. In this way, all the people of the town of Nadia, including women, boys, and old men, came there. Thus, the size of the crowd increased. In the morning, after regular duties were completed, and Lord Chaitanya was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the people accompanied Shachimata to the house of Advaita Acharya. As soon as Mother Shachi appeared on the scene, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell flat before her like a stick. Mother Shachi began crying, taking Lord Chaitanya on her lap. Upon seeing each other, they both became overwhelmed. Noticing Lord Chaitanya's head without any hair, Mother Shachi became greatly agitated. Out of love, Shachimata began caressing the body of Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes Shachimata kissed Lord Chaitanya's face and tried to observe Lord Chaitanya carefully. But because Shachimata's eyes were filled with tears, Shachimata could not see. Understanding that Lord Chaitanya had thus accepted the renounced order of life, Shachimata, while crying, began to speak. "Oh, my darling Nimai, do not be cruel like Vishvarupa, your elder brother." After accepting the renounced order, Vishvarupa never again gave me audience. So if you do like him, that will certainly be the death of me. "Oh, my dear mother, please hear me. This body belongs to you. I do not possess anything. This body was raised by you and it comes from you. So I cannot repay this debt even in millions of births. Knowingly or unknowingly, I have accepted this renounced order. Still, I shall never be indifferent to you. My dear mother, wherever you ask me to stay, there I shall stay, and whatever you order, I shall certainly execute." Saying this, Lord Chaitanya offered obeisances to his mother again and again, and Mother Shachi, being pleased, took Lord Chaitanya again and again on her lap. Then Advaita Acharya took Mother Shachi within the house. Lord Chaitanya was immediately ready to meet all the devotees. Thus, Lord Chaitanya met all the devotees one after the other, and looking at everyone's face individually, Lord Chaitanya embraced them tightly. Now, although the devotees were unhappy at not seeing Lord Chaitanya's hair, nonetheless they derived great happiness from seeing the beauty of Lord Chaitanya. Srivas Ramai, Vidyanidhi, Gadadhara, Gangadas, Vakreshwara, Murari, Shuklambara, Budhimantakan, Nandana, Sridhar, Vijay, Vasudeva, Damodar, Mukunda, Sanjay, and all the others, however many I am able to mention, indeed, all the inhabitants of Navadvip arrived there, and Lord Chaitanya met them with smiles and glances of mercy. Everyone was chanting the holy names of Hari, and they were dancing. In this way, the domicile of Advaita Acharya was converted into Sri Vaikuntha Puri. People came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from various other villages nearby, as well as Navadvip. To everyone who came to see Lord Chaitanya from villages nearby, especially from Navadvip, Advaita Acharya gave residential quarters, as well as all kinds of eatables for many days. Indeed, Advaita properly adjusted everything. The supplies of Advaita Acharya were inexhaustible and indestructible. As many goods and commodities as the Acharya used, just as many again appeared. From the day Shachi Mata arrived at the house of Advaita Acharya, Shachi Mata took charge of the cooking, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dined in the company of all the devotees. All the people who came there during the day saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the friendly behavior of Advaita Acharya. At night, they had the opportunity to see Lord Chaitanya's dancing and hear Lord Chaitanya's chanting. When Lord Chaitanya performed kirtan, Lord Chaitanya manifested all kinds of transcendental symptoms. Lord Chaitanya appeared stunned and trembling. His hair stood on end, and Lord Chaitanya's voice faltered. There were tears and devastation. Frequently, Lord Chaitanya would tumble to the ground, and seeing this, Mother Shachi would cry. Srimati Shachi Mata thought that the body of Nimai was being smashed when Lord Chaitanya fell down so. Shachi cried out, "Alas!" and petitioned Lord Vishnu, "Oh, my dear Lord, kindly bestow this benediction as a result of whatever service I may have rendered unto you since my childhood. Please, whenever Nimai falls to the surface of the earth, please, do not let him feel any pain." When Mother Shachi was thus overwhelmed in maternal love for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shachi Devi became transformed with happiness, fear, and humility, as well as bodily symptoms. Since Advaita Acharya was giving alms and food to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the other devotees, headed by Srivas Thakur, also desired to give Lord Chaitanya alms, inviting Lord Chaitanya for lunch. Upon hearing these proposals made by other devotees of Lord Chaitanya, Mother Shachi spoke, "So, how many times shall I get the chance to see Nimai again? As far as you all are concerned, why, you can meet Nimai many times somewhere else. But what is the possibility of my ever meeting Nimai again? For I shall have to remain at home. A sannyasi never returns to his home." Thus, Mother Shachi appealed to all the devotees to give her this one charity, as long as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at the house of Advaita Acharya, only she would supply Lord Chaitanya food. Hearing this appeal from Mother Shachi, all the devotees offered obeisances and said, "Yes, we all agree to whatever Mother Shachi desires." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his mother's great eagerness, Lord Chaitanya became a little bit agitated. Lord Chaitanya therefore assembled all the devotees present and spoke to them, "Without your order, I tried to go to Vrindavan, but there was some obstacle, however, and so I had to return. My dear friends, although I have suddenly accepted this renounced order, I still know that I shall never be independent from you. My dear friends, as long as I remain manifest, I shall never give you up, nor shall I be able to give up my mother." After accepting sannyas, it is not the duty of a sannyasi to remain at his birthplace, encircled by so many relatives. So, make some arrangement that I may not leave you, but at the same time, people may not blame me for remaining with relatives after taking sannyas. After hearing Lord Chaitanya's statement, all the devotees, headed by Advaita Acharya, thus approached Mother Sachi. And when they submitted Lord Chaitanya's statement, Mother Sachi, who is actually the mother of the whole universe, began speaking. It will be a great happiness for me if Namai stays here. But at the same time, if someone blames him, well, that will be my great unhappiness. So this consideration is good. In my opinion, if Namai remains at Jagannath Puri, he may not leave any one of us and at the same time can remain aloof as a sannyasi, and thus both purposes can be fulfilled. Since Jagannath Puri and Navadweep are intimately related, as if they were two rooms in the same house, people from Navadweep generally go to Jagannath Puri, and those in Jagannath Puri go to Navadweep also. This coming and going will help carry news of Nimai, and in this way, I will be able to get news of my son Namai. Now, all you devotees will be able to come and go, and sometimes Nimai may also come to take bath in the Ganges. I do not care for my own personal happiness or unhappiness, but only for Nimai's happiness. Indeed, I accept Nimai's happiness as my happiness. After hearing Sachi Mata, all the devotees offered her prayers and assured Sachi Devi that her order, just like a Vedic injunction, could not be violated. All the devotees then informed Lord Chaitanya of Sachi Mata's decision, and hearing it, Lord Chaitanya became very pleased. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered respects to all the devotees present from Navadweep and other towns, speaking to them as follows. My dear friends, you are all my intimate friends. Now, I am begging a favor of you. Please, give it to me. Sada Krishna Sankirtana, Krishna Nama Krishna Katha, Krishna Aradhana. All of you should return home and begin chanting the holy name congregationally. I request you all to worship Krishna, chant Krishna's holy name, and discuss Krishna's holy pastimes. After thus instructing the devotees, Lord Chaitanya asked their permission for him to return to Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya assured them that at intervals he would come there and meet them again and again. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offering due respect to all the devotees and smiling very mildly, bade them all farewell. After requesting all the devotees to return home, Lord Chaitanya decided to go to Jagannath Puri. At that time, Haridas Thakur began crying, and he spoke some very pathetic words. Oh Lord, you are going to Jagannath Puri, and that is all right, but what will be my destination? I am not able to go to Jagannath Puri because I am the lowest among men. Well, I shall not be able to see you. So, how shall I be able to maintain my sinful life? Oh, Haridas, please check your humility. Why, just the sight of your humility very much agitates my mind. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured Haridas Thakur that he would place a petition before Lord Jagannath, and that Jagannath would certainly take Haridas there to Jagannath Puri. After that, Advaita Acharya respectfully requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show him special mercy by remaining for another 2 to 4 days. For Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never violated the request of Advaita Acharya. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya remained at Advaita's home and did not leave immediately for Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya's decision was received very happily by Advaita Acharya, Mother Sachi, and all the devotees. Advaita Acharya celebrated every day with a great festival. During the day, the devotees discussed subject matters concerning Krishna, and at night there was a great festival of congregational chanting at the house of Advaita Acharya. Mother Sachi cooked with great pleasure, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with the devotees, accepted the prasadam with great pleasure. In this way, all the opulences of Advaita Acharya, his faith, his devotion, his home, his riches, and everything else were successfully utilized in the worship of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Mother Sachi constantly saw the face of her son Nimai and fed Nimai, Mother Sachi's own happiness increased and was indeed complete. And so in this way, at Advaita Acharya's house, all the devotees met and passed some days together in a greatly festive mood. The next day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested all the devotees to return to their respective homes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also asked them to execute the congregational chanting of the holy name of God at their homes, and Lord Chaitanya assured them all that they would be able to meet Lord Chaitanya again. Lord Chaitanya then told them, "Sometimes you will come to Jagannath Puri, and sometimes I shall come to bathe in the Ganges." Sri Advaita Acharya then sent four persons, Nityananda Goswami, Jagadananda Pandit, Damodara Pandit, and Mukunda Datta, to accompany Lord Chaitanya. After pacifying his mother, Sachi Mata, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu submitted prayers to her lotus feet. And when everything was arranged, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated his mother and then started for Jagannath Puri. But in the house of Advaita Acharya, there arose tumultuous crying. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, was unaffected. Lord Chaitanya swiftly left, and Advaita Acharya followed Lord Chaitanya weeping. After he had followed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for some distance, Advaita Acharya was petitioned by Lord Chaitanya with folded hands. Lord Chaitanya then spoke the following sweet words, "Please pacify all the devotees and my mother. For if you become agitated, no one will be able to continue to exist." Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Advaita Acharya and stopped him from following any further. Then, without any anxiety, Lord Chaitanya proceeded to Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya, with the other four persons, went along the banks of the Ganges through the path of Chatrabhoga toward Niladri, Jagannath Puri. In his book known as Chaitanya Mangala or Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavana Das Thakur has elaborately described Lord Chaitanya's passage to Jagannath Puri. The author, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, declares, "If one hears the activities of Lord Chaitanya at the house of Advaita Acharya, then he or she will certainly very soon attain the riches of love of Krishna." Recorded August 15, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.